The KKK in South Carolina is holding a rally to protest the banning of the Confederate flag last week. I assume mostly as a recruitment tactic. The Mrs. was surprised the KKK still exists. Admittedly, there's no active chapter on the South End. Of course, we don't have a whole lot of minorities. A KKK could light crosses in their front yards. You want a hate club, you need someone to hate. Otherwise, you might as well join the Moose or Rotary. Rudy, down at the Diners Debate Society, sometimes gets up on his high heels to rant about the war on white males. But Anita, the current owner, usually cuts his legs off at the knees with her sarcasm. Wait till after Hillary's elected, she called over to Rudy's table of male pensioners, hoping she wasn't going to cut off their coffee pipeline. When she stops you poor white boys' Social Security payments down to what us women get, then maybe you can talk to me about male discrimination. Of course, I'd be glad to hire you victims on as morning waitresses let you work for the measly tips you high rollers leave. Rudy's like a lot of folks these days, one of the oppressed. Taxes too high, jobs too scarce, the country, or so he thinks, is on the downward slide. He blames immigrants, he blames the damn government, he'd blame global warming if he didn't think it was a left-wing conspiracy mostly to bring him down a few more notches. And he blames women for expecting equal pay, equal jobs, equal rights. He thinks Bruce Jenner's sex change is an act of treason to us he-men. I watch Anita pour him his fourth cup of joe. He meekly says thanks, but we all know he resents being challenged. Rudy lives in an insular world of bitterness. Bitterness to what, I don't know. We live in a world of plenty, a peaceful world, a world most folks would envy. Nothing seems sadder to me than a refusal to be happy. But Rudy and his kin, the KKK, are looking for fresh recruits who think the oppressed are the oppressors. Maybe Anita has the right idea. Give him a refill of kindness and hope for miracles.